Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
You ready for this?
Yeah, boy.
I'm ready for this.
Did you see Couch Chat?
It's a baseball hat kind of day. I get excited when...
Did you see Couch
Chat?
No,
I didn't see Couch Chat today.
Jack took a power cord from like a CD player or something.
Okay.
Wrapped around his neck and then put one of the alarm clocks we got for promotion around his, like a Flavor Flav clock. So I'm doing Couch Chat and he walks in and I start laughing and he sits down.
Because we're setting our clock Saturday night.
Well, that.
Oh, okay.
And remember with the prank call, he said he had a large Flavor Flav clock. So he comes in and I just start laughing. And he thinks the saying is...
Dynamite.
Yeah, he's like, dynamite. And I said, that's not the saying.
No, that's Jimmy Walker. That's Jimmy Walker.
And I'm still stuck on the fact that I didn't get a Flavor Flav clock.
Oh, this was year. This was before you.
Oh,
were
this
here.
Is a long time ago. This is
well, no, it's just an old school alarm clock that he took a power cord and wrapped it around to make it a necklace.
Oh,
it's not.
God. Oh, okay.
It's like a poor man's Flavor Flav clock.
Oh,
it is. It's a poor.
And it's you small. Guys. It's about a fourth of the size of a Flavor Flav clock.
Yeah, it is. All right. Partly sunny. 20% chance of light flurries early and. 35 will be the high.
Oh, it's boy!
27 here in Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Miami Heat star Dwayne Wade made a surprise visit to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School this week. Mm. He wanted to thank students, you know, just for their inspiring response to last month's mass shooting there. And here's a backstory, though. A couple of weeks ago, Wade learned that 17-year-old Joaquin Oliver, one of the 17 people killed in the shooting, was buried in a Heat jersey bearing Wade's name and number last month.
Really?
Yeah, he learned this when Oliver's parents talked about it on a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade just told ESPN how emotional it made him, understandably. So he decided to pay a visit to the school and take a listen to what he told the students.
Not there?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Sorry.
And I just want to come and say I'm inspired by all of you. As someone out here in the public eye, I'm proud to say I'm from this state because of you guys, because of the future of this world, because of you guys. So I just say thank you, man. And
a lot of the students shared the video of the visit online. And after his visit, he tweeted that, you know, the visit just sparked great conversation with the students. And he's looking forward to being more involved in the change that they plan to create.
Cool.
So, how cool.
Very,
that
very
has to
nice.
Be uplifting after a very difficult time.
No doubt.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
That's what I always listen to.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
It's 6:52, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. You're going to really like this first story, maybe. It's kind of interesting. I was sort of surprised to hear this, but Radar Online is claiming that Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux separated because she kept stalling their plans to have children. They say she never felt completely comfortable with Justin being the father to her children. She wants her baby daddy to be the perfect man.
Well, I thought he was the perfect
man.
No,
and in her mind, friends are saying that she wants that person to be just like Brad. Not just in looks,
boy, oh boy.
But also the personality and charm.
Brad Riker.
Yeah, that she's still holding carrying the torch, I guess. They say that Aniston allegedly leaned heavily on Pitt in the final months of her marriage and decided she wanted him to be her sperm donor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the plot thickens, and they say Jen didn't have to ask Brad twice. He loves kids, and he'd be happy to have more. especially with Jen.
Oh, my gosh.
So there we go.
Can you make this up? No, I don't think so.
I'm not. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Well, Pamela Anderson is speaking out against her ex-husband, Tommy Lee, after he announced he planned to press charges against their son, Brandon, for assault. She created a post on her website titled, "Alcoholism is the Devil," and says her son, their son, acted in self-defense and was scared for his life. She said Tommy has always been, quote, jealous of his son's talent and beauty from the day they were born. And she calls him the definition of narcissistic sociopath.
Wow.
Yeah, strong
language
there.
Well, this is a heavy radio paparazzi. She said,
well, no, it's going to get, we're going to get to the uplifting stuff. She says she's praying that Tommy gets help.
Uh-huh.
Okay, speaking of uplifting, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady shaved his head on Thursday in the name of charity. Okay, now, these charity events like this are not new, but just take a guess how much money Tom Brady raised by shaving his head. And I should add that this was for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, the proceeds.
Oh, I'm going to say $150,000.
Steve, any guesses?
$12.
$12.
This amazed me.
I don't know.
$7.5 million.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know what he did.
I'm not kidding. Again, you can't make this stuff up.
He called all his buddies and, hey, you guys need a tax write-off?
Yeah,
I mean, $7.5 million, though, even for somebody famous, that's big.
That's incredible.
Brady said people were calling him Buzzy.
So $12 was way off.
Yeah, just a bit. Governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, also participated in the event, and he got a buzz cut as well. Well, Hoda Kotb's one-year-old daughter, Haley Joy, sure is an inspiration. I actually saw this online last night. Now, following the release of the children's book that she wrote, Kotb wrote in Haley's honor, "I've Loved You Since Forever," Kotb's good friend, Kelly Clarkson, did a musical take on the book. Clarkson said she made it more like a lullaby.
Oh.
For the sun set in the sky, and honey came from bees, there was you, and there was me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's nice.
I watched the whole thing online last night. I just thought, ah, so nice. Kelly Clarkson, just beautiful voice, and just, yeah, I loved her take on that. Well, this weekend at the box office, A Wrinkle in Time tells the story of Meg Murray and her little brother, Charles Wallace, who have been without their scientist father since he discovered a new planet and used the concept to travel there 5 years earlier. Thoroughbreds tells the story of two upper-class teen girls in suburban Connecticut who rekindle their unlikely friendship after years of growing apart. And then together they hatch a plan to solve both of their problems, no matter the cost.
Mm-hmm.
The Strangers Pray at Night tells the story of a family road trip that takes a dangerous turn when they arrive at a secluded mobile home park to stay with some relatives and find that it's mysteriously deserted.
Boy, I hate when that happens.
And Gringo, a mild-mannered U.S. businessman, finds himself at the mercy of backstabbing colleagues, local drug lords, and a black ops mercenary after traveling to Mexico. And the hurricane heist, the rural town of New Hope, Alabama, has a pair of supersized problems heading its way. There's a hurricane bearing down on the Gulf coastline, and a team of 30 well-armed mercenaries intent on looting the local treasury facility.
Mm-hmm.
A lot at the box office, a lot of new stuff this weekend. All righty, you guys ready for the birthday game?
Yes. Not really.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh. 40.
I have no idea who that is, but now I make my guess.
Well, don't go with my lead.
38.
Jack, did you guess?
Yeah. He said 40.
And you said 38, and Oscar is 39. You guys.
What did he do?
He's a Guatemalan-American actor known as Poe Cameron in Star Wars.
Okay.
The Force Awakens.
All right.
He was in Star Wars Last Jedi. He's also filmed The Nativity Story and a couple of other movies.
Okay. That was just for those who didn't know who that was. I'm just trying to be, you know.
These ones were tough today.
We apparently knew who that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Just you got it. Shannon Leto.
Oh, man. 35.
Point of clarification, is Leto spelled L-E-T-O or L-E-D-O?
Yes, L-E-T-O.
Okay, not that that matters. I just want to
Younger brother of Jared.
That's what I was going to, that's why I asked.
Yes.
But again.
You know, if you want me to join in on this conversation when I know what you're talking about, I'm going to.
Just jump in anytime.
I'm just going to excuse myself.
All right. I'm going to say 32.
Yeah, I already said.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for Jack to guess. Yeah, 48.
Oh, okay. So I guess.
Have no idea who that is.
You know who Jared Leto is.
I do?
Oh, did I pronounce it wrong? See, I told you. I told you today was tough. I don't recognize a lot of these people. All right, let's just do one more. Brittany Snow.
3 for 3. Mm-hmm. All right. 40.
Thirty-nine.
32.
Wow, and
She
did some of the great
actress
things.
Actress in Hairspray, Prom Night, and Pitch Perfect.
All right.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
How do I like to wake up in the morning?
Everybody.
Laughing with these guys.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Oh, I know what she's going to say about it. Let's get her all riled up. I'm just in the mood to go in the weekend and get her all cranked up. Here we go. Siri, what do you think about people that spoil movies for you?
These people should be dragged out into the street and executed for this crime against humanity. I am not kidding. People who love spoiling the end of movies are the worst type of person ever. Why would anybody enjoy killing the fun of watching a movie and being surprised by the end of it? I wish I had any sort of nonviolent remedy to this sin, but I don't. You really just have to eliminate them from your life. You don't want to associate yourself with monstrous human beings like that.
I knew that would do it. I knew that would do it. You know, another thing is not quite as intense, though. When I almost don't like watching movies with someone that's already seen it, because you're going to hear at least 5 times during that movie. Here, watch this.
Yeah.
I will do that.
You got to watch this.
I'm sitting here.
I do that. I'm bad.
Wait. Watch this. No, I'm not watching that.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri. Monday morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
It's time to get up. Okay, 5 more minutes.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, only on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. Diddy.
All right, continue. Jack, this is for you.
This has been a week series on the guitar.
Right. This is for when you want to record that blistering solo.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Reichert.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jack. Uh-uh. Reichert Van Halen, whatever your name might be.
Clapton.
Jackton. how you get those nice, clean sounds when you're trying to rip that solo if you can't do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Mute your strings. When going to record a solo, you mute them with a cloth or a fret wrap tied loosely around your strings. It's almost like a capo.
Mm-hmm.
This will help you to mute any unwanted notes that might stick out or a chance for them to ring out when you don't want them to.
I see that. All right.
Awesome.
Well, there you go.
So I expect a solo. I expect Layla by Thursday next week.
Okay, we'll see what we can do about that. I got to get strings first. All right.
All right, so this is for your next party. I know that you guys entertain all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Ourselves.
Maybe. All right, maybe Steve entertains all the... Well, you have your neighbors over all the time. I bet Meg would love this.
They're
one.
They're easy to entertain.
Okay,
beer?
So...
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those fancy, you know, ice cubes in a punch bowl? Like, you know, you're trying to impress your neighbors, and you have a little punch bowl with adult beverages. Mm-hmm. To make a really cool flower ice cube, like a huge flower ice cube.
Yeah.
All you do is cut the bottom out of a 2-liter pop bottle. And you know how it has all of those little indent? Oh. It makes a flower. And you put water in there, put it in your freezer, and you have this beautiful flower ice cube to impress your family and friends.
Won't they be impressed by that?
That'll go over well.
Yeah.
Hey, grab me a beer. What in tarnation is that thing?
All right, just tell Meg. She'll use it. I think I'm going to use it.
That's okay. Good. Now, I know I've used this one before, or I've mentioned this one before, but I want to do it again because I have used it recently, and it really does work. We're not just making this stuff up. You know, we're not doing this just to hear ourselves talk. We're doing this for you, Michiana. We're passing along these life hacks.
That's right.
You take a pizza from the, you know, leftover pizza. You want to warm it up. Now, mm-hmm. Steve doesn't, he likes cold pizza.
He likes
pizza.
It cold.
Oh, yeah. I'll order it and just let it sit there.
For us that don't, microwave your pizza with a small amount of water in a glass. That way, it'll keep the crust from getting chewy. And it does work. I've done it
recently. I've done it, too.
I'm calling you out.
It's fun.
What? There is no way you have leftover pizza.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
This is Sunny 101.5, 7:56. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
A Washington State woman. She's been charged with attempted murder.
Wow.
For allegedly attacking her boyfriend when she found Tinder, the application, the dating application.
Oh, I saw this story. Oh, my gosh.
This is pretty intense.
Red hair in his shower drain. All right? Things are not looking good. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, police responded to a 911 call. 30-year-old Emily Javier reported that she's just attacked her boyfriend with a samurai sword.
She owns a samurai sword.
Actually, I think she.
Hold on. You're going to. Oh, you just ruined my punchline. Thanks. All right. You know what? I'm done. Go
Sorry.
Ahead.
Sorry. Well, this was.
What did she do?
It's a pretty intense story.
So she attacks him because she finds this application. Mm-hmm. She thought that he passed on after she attacked him. Ran out, told police. He's now recovering. He's fine in the hospital. He's recovering. He's alive.
Yeah.
Police walked in there. Found him curled up, called the paramedic. Everything happened. His wounds are all, they're healing, things like that. He's at that. Now, she said that she didn't bother confronting him because he's lied to her in the past.
Yes.
And that's the main reason. So, instead of doing the adult thing, now you're 30 years old and saying, you know what, this isn't working. Let's just go do our own thing.
You want to do that stuff?
She goes to the mall and purchases a samurai sword.
So she's going
to the mall going, yeah. Okay. I got it. I figured it out.
I have a samurai sword.
And then she attacks him after he fell asleep. So it's not even like the guy had any kind of...
He couldn't even fight back.
So needless to say, he's fine. She's in some trouble.
But you better believe it.
But there's more to the story because apparently he wouldn't get a job and she was supporting the two of them and she had just had it. That's what I read.
Well, then just kick him out.
Go your own way.
I hear you. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying there's.
I mean, the samurai sword is the. I mean,
a lot
I don't.
Here. Man, a lot of drama.
I'd like to be the next guy that dates her.
Just don't sleep at night. Sleep with one eye open, baby.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
Oh, my gosh.
Jack's been fretting about this for, I don't know, at least 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Or maybe longer, because I've been laughing all morning as I put it together.
I don't know how I'm going to do this one.
You don't know how you're going to do this one.
I mean, well, obviously I'm the female. I know that, but I might, I just might make her like a valley girl just to make it interesting.
Sure, yeah. Go to the mall. Okay, no.
All right.
No, we're going to give you tickets to Sugar Camp Days, and that includes free breakfast, all right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can identify today's chick flick. So
now I'm telling you, Jack, when I deliver this last line, you're going to find it hilarious.
Okay. I'm sure it will be. All right, here we go.
All right. Setting the scene. Two friends start to realize that maybe they're more. Jack and Steve.
Yeah, you really got to get into character.
Action.
Have you really never brought a girl home before?
I brought you here.
I mean, like, a real girl, not a friend.
I guess not. Separation of church and state.
Ah, yes. Build up as many walls as possible. That's really healthy.
You talking to me about walls? What about you and your mom? You couldn't get me out of there fast enough when she walked in on us.
That was for your own protection, okay? I'm just surprised she didn't try to slip you her number or something.
Oh, she did. She put it on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. Okay, we only hooked up twice.
Stop! I'm starting to get a mental image.
Cut. You said thanks. It was supposed to be that's okay.
Who said that? I didn't say
thanks.
No,
he didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, he didn't.
You didn't say thanks?
No. Oh, now you have to do both parts. You didn't say
maybe
thanks.
I did. I don't know.
I'm going to go back.
We're going to have to review the tape. Ref?
Send it to New York and see what they say in the booth.
Okay, where do we go from here?
All right, well.
Just start over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take two.
I don't know if I can do that again. That was mentally taxing on my part. I wish you
couldn't do that again.
All right. Steve, I kind of miss your girl voice.
Okay, well, I'll go back to that.
Okay.
Change the character and
all right,
we'll do
I'll
it.
Change.
Okay,
right,
ready?
All right, go.
Jack and Steve, action.
Have you never...
I can't already screwed up, but... All right, can we just start over? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you really never brought a girl home before?
I brought you here.
I mean, like a real girl, not a friend.
I guess not. Separation of church and state.
Ah, yes. Build up as many walls as possible. That's really healthy.
You talking to me about walls? What about you and your mom? You couldn't get me out of there fast enough when she walked in on us.
That was for your own protection, okay? I'm just surprised she didn't try to slip you her number or something.
Oh, she did. She put it on my phone.
Oh, my God!
That's okay. We only hooked up twice.
Stop! I'm starting to get a mental image.
I have a video image.
Stop it! Just stop! Yuck!
Oh, my gosh.
I'm lightheaded. Okay, I'm back.
I feel... I don't know. 236-101. Good luck. We'll be back.
9 to 5 and-
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
Angie.
All right, Angie. Do you know what that was?
Other than
Friends
awesome.
With Benefits?
Yeah.
Friends
you betcha.
With Benefits. Oh, my gosh.
And Awesome.
Awesome. We also would have accepted.
I thought so, too.
Awesome or Amazing.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I like it when Tracy's involved.
Yeah.
Didn't you love that they had to do it twice, too?
I am actually reviewing that because I don't think it's second.
Well, I may have. I don't know. I get into a trance. I don't know what's going on. Okay. You have tickets to Sugar Camp Days with free breakfast, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Let's go to the official proof.
The rolling
on the field.
The question is, did I say
thanks instead of that?
So let's find out. She did. She put it on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. Okay. We only hooked up twice.
Stop.
I did say it.
Rolling Tracy on the field, right. field. Stand. Yeah. You will be charged a timeout, Jack and Steve.
I did say it. I wasn't doubting it. I probably did.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it here. Thanks, because that was your fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. Oh,
it's just always nice to have you do it twice and enjoy it a little longer.
And how often?
Enjoy the uncomfortable.
How often does Michiana get two versions of my female voice?
You know what? I'm sorry. I like the real female. The high-pitched, right. Much better.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like doing when I, you know, because Ellie would be getting up now.
I think they're equally creepy. But.
When I worked at home, I would do that, and Ellie would just sit there eating her yogurt, looking at me like, what is wrong with my dad?
Start your workday with the most music. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, only on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Monday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, and hopefully you changed your clocks over the weekend, because if you didn't, you've already missed an hour of our show.
That's what he's more worried about. Not that you're late for work.
Right, yeah, we don't want you missing that. We'll be here on Monday. See you then.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.